Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get that second date, you'll get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, my name is Rochelle.
Hey, good morning, Rochelle. How can we help you, baby?
I just want to confront my man because I just found out that he has a work wife, and I just find that very disrespectful. And, yeah, I just want to confront him.
To what level of work wife-ship is she?
Well, I don't know. Like, I just found out, I saw a picture on Facebook, and all of their coworkers were hanging out, and they tagged her and said that she was his work wife, so everybody knows. So I'm thinking they must be doing something.
Mm. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. What's his name?
Thomas.
Thomas. All right, we're going to attempt to get Thomas on the line. You don't say nothing. We're going to ask you to put your phone on mute, okay? Don't come in until, you'll know when it's time because we're going to say that you're on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Put your phone on mute now.
All right. Man, it hurts to my heart that they even got some out called work husband or work wife. What kind of?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Thomas, please?
Yeah, this Thomas. Who this?
Thomas, what's up, boy? Hey, look, man, I'm just going to get right to it. Cut the chase. This young jock, I got shout on the phone with me. Su Solo. Hey, you got a few minutes to talk, bro? So Thomas, we got a morning show called The Streets Morning Takeover. We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, bro. Are you seeing anybody right now?
Yeah, I got me a girl. I don't got nothing more, nothing less.
You say what now?
I said I got me a girl. I don't got nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing more, nothing less. All right, hey, look here. What's your lady name, if you don't mind me asking?
Rochelle.
Rochelle? Okay. So cool. We're on the right track. All right, look. How far along in your relationship? You think about marriage yet?
Not yet. We young, so it's like, we got to take the process.
Okay. It's hard to hear you. It sounds like you're talking in cursive. Some of the stuff you say, I can't hear what you're saying, bro.
Are you at work?
I ain't at work right now.
So what you do for a living, you don't mind me asking?
I work at a call center.
Oh, okay, cool. You hang out a lot with your friends, your coworkers?
Yeah, we talk time to time.
From time to time? Mm-hmm. So we just going to get right to it, man. We kind of looked on Facebook and saw that you had something like what they call them, Shawty?
A work wife?
Do you have a work wife?
Nah, ain't no serious at work. They just be playing like that
They should be playing. Okay, all right, because we was just trying to see if you possibly had a work bae, for real. Because if you had a work wife, we were going to give you guys $1,000. And that's what we was trying to get at if you had. But I guess you don't have one, so we'll just try somebody else.
I mean, how could I put this? I mean, shawty cool and all that. You know what I'm saying? And all that, but it's like.
So we got the right person. You do have a work wife.
Something like that.
What's her name, bro, if you don't mind me asking?
I can't tell you all that. I'll be putting her out on the radio and all that.
We telling you too much?
We'll respect that.
Well, listen. Let me ask you this. Do you know Rochelle, right? You said that's your lady name, right?
Yeah, that's my lady.
All right, well, Rochelle say she want to know the lady name, too. She on the phone, bro.
Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle. Everything I was saying was cat. I don't even buy your friend.
Rochelle.
I don't even find that funny. Thomas, like, I just find that very disrespectful. Nah, like, your coworkers know that we together. We've been together for 2 years. So why would you even allow that? Why would you even let it happen?
Look, ain't no serious. We just be playing around at work. You know what you got going on. You know the bond that we got. So, like,
sound like you caught.
Sound like you slit sound caught, because I don't even think I can tell my lady we playing around doing nothing at work. Because you would not want to hear that Rochelle around here playing around with Young Jock. You would not want to hear that. That is not funny.
So how y'all play house at work? What y'all take each other to lunch, buy each other lunch? How does that go?
We just be vibing and stuff, you know, when nobody else at work to talk to, you know, Shawty cool and all that. She probably... How do I put this?
Boy, it sound like you called to me. But we ain't saying you cheating. It just sound like you caught in this instance, bro. Rochelle.
Yeah.
Rochelle, how do you want him to put this? How do you want him to sum this up?
I can't even explain.
I want to know what vibing means. What y'all doing?
So you can check my phone, everything. You'll see that I'm not cheating on you, nothing. That,
good answer.
Everything cool. Won't really got nothing going on. Just got nicknames.
Okay, so
everything.
You gonna stop calling her your work wife?
Well, man, it's not. What's wrong with you, man?
You got me tied up and stuff with it. Sweating over here and stuff like that, man. It's not even nothing serious, bro.
Bro, you need to buy a couple of vowels because we can't understand you.
I just told y'all nothing serious. Man, you know what we got going on, man. Nothing that I have at work. You know, it ain't that serious and all that. We just be playing around and stuff. You know, I got love for you for real. You know where home at. You know what's up for real.
Rochelle, where you
at? I'm curious.
What you curious about?
Did you see what she finna say?
All jokes aside.
All jokes aside, Rochelle.
Come on with it.
What we doing, Rochelle? We gonna hang it up? We gonna kick him to the curb? What we doing?
I think, I don't know. We finna hang this up because this been going on for a while. And going through his phone don't mean anything if y'all in each other's face every day. Like, and I said something, you know, before trying to figure out who this person was. And now that I see it, it's like, it don't sound like he's trying to end it.
You should have denounced him, man.
Yeah, we didn't know it was going to sound like this. I thought you was in the clip, brother.
I got love for it, for real.
Well, she said it's over with, bro. You can call her when you get off the phone with her. Mm. Hey, man, on behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm, y'all not going to get this $100. Y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update, man. I thought it was going to work out for the brother.
That won't hurt right, though.
They going to say, we set him up, man. They messed up.
We did.
Keep away, you got a young jock in the streets, boy, to take over.